Brett, welcome to the program, and congratulations on that milestone win last weekend.
Good morning. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, pretty special. Only 30 trainers in the history of the sport have ever reached that 3,000 win mark. But talk about what that means, Brett. That's pretty special.
Well, it is. I mean, you think about it. I think people throw numbers around. It doesn't seem like any big deal. But when you talk about only 29 others that done it, it does make it a substantial milestone. Pretty proud of that.
You've come a long way since Ramjet won at Trinity Meadows back in 94, huh?
It's a long ways back
then. His first winner, April 1st, 1994 at Trinity Meadows, Ramjet. When you saddled Ramjet and he wins that race, could you ever imagine we'd be sitting here talking about 3,000 wins?
Never in my wildest dreams. I don't think that's something you, when you get started like that and where I started, I don't think you even can even dream that big.
When was the last time you slept?
Oh, I don't have any problem sleeping. I just don't do a lot of it.
Yeah. That's you're one of the hardest working guys around. That's a very short period of time to win 3,000 races, too, from 1994 to now. I don't think people really can grasp that. A lot of people that are on the 3,000 list, they did that over, 70 years' time.
And if you look at my record, the first many years, I didn't hardly win any races, a couple here and there. So the first few years were just, we didn't get much done.
Right.
What's been the key to taking things to the next level, Brett?
Gosh, I don't know. I was kind of one of those that, early days, I was just enamored, obsessed with the business and the horses. And I think that just drove me. And then you start having a little success, and it drives you harder and harder and harder, and that's kind of what's gotten us here. I've had some good owners along the way and some very good help. They've been with me for a long time, and it's been a good team for quite a long time.
If I remember correctly, didn't you start out training horses that were bred by your father, and he was a school teacher, right, if I'm not mistaken?
That's correct.
Yeah.
My dad was a school teacher, and he had a few horses. And when he retired from teaching school, he decided he was going to take over the training of the horses. It took him a very short period of time to figure out that wasn't retired life. and at that time, I had been, begging to get in the game. We had been in for a little while, but I'd been to college and been out of job, and was wanting to get into this, and my parents definitely didn't want me to do this. And so after he trained for a very brief time, he figured out, like I said, that wasn't very good retired life. He offered me to take the horses. So that's pretty much how I started. I took a few cheap horses and went on the road.
Is your dad still with us?
He is.
What did he say about the 3,000?
Well, my mom and dad are like my biggest fans. I get the text every time after they run. If they don't win, obviously it's a bad ride. blaming everybody but me. So they're my biggest fans. They watch all the races, so they love it.
Well, Brett, that's it good. Didn't come easy for you last Sunday either. That blanket finish, noses up and down on the line, but Most Mischief fortunate enough to give you that 3,000th win, getting his nose to the wire first.
Yeah, what a finish! That the turf, the rail was so far out. There was so many of them across the wire. They all had a chance late, and he got his nose down for us. We had three in that day, and I thought he was my best chance of the day to get it done. I was glad that we did it here at the fairgrounds, and I was present.
Brett Calhoun with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Busy day for him. He'll be at the fairgrounds later today for the Grade 2 Risen Star. Mr. Money, his entrant in there. Golden Sense, the sire of Mr. Money. This three-year-old is pretty talented, Brett. Comes out of that fourth-place finish in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. This will be his three-year-old debut. Look back on that two-year-old campaign for a minute with Mr. Money.
Well, he's a horse that we liked all along. He had a couple of rough trips in his first few races, and I think that actually benefited him in the long run, and that's what allowed us to move from a maiden race to the Breeders' Cup. We felt like he got a lot of seasoning in his in a couple of his maiden races, more so than a lot of horses get in more starts than that. So We took our shot there. He ran well. We had a plan for the winter. We brought him down here, freshening him a few weeks, and pointed towards the comp. Everything went great until the day before. He started coughing, caught a temperature, had a little bug. So unfortunately, our master plan, we kind of got off course there, which we didn't lose a lot of training. And he's done fantastic since. I just think we're at a little bit of a disadvantage today. Obviously, fitness-wise, we're getting started a little later than we wanted, but the horse is doing very well, and we expect a big effort from him.
Yeah, it's tough when you've got that plan and everything's going good, and then all of a sudden something happens. But that's horse racing, and you've been through it many times before. It looks like he's come back and trained very well. He got a bullet blowout for this race, and that's encouraging.
Yeah, you know, we weren't trying to do that much that day, and that's just how good he's doing and training very, very well.
Brett, you obviously don't have to win this race today. It would certainly be nice, but this is not the ultimate goal when you're on the Derby trail. What are you looking to see from Mr. Money in this effort this afternoon in the Risen Star?
Yeah, we want to see progression. I think every trainer that's got a three-year-old prospect this time of year is looking for improvement. Physically and mentally, and that's kind of what we're looking for. You know, I after we missed LeCompte, ideally it'd been nice just to have an allowance race here, something a little easier to get our year started, but you don't have those kind of options this time of year. A lot of times we'd had to wait for a little while longer. So as long as he's progressing and we still think he's the horse we've been hoping for, and he continues to move forward, yeah, we're not going to get stupid and get hopefully not get caught up in Derby fever. If he's that kind, hopefully we want to point in that direction. If he's not, there's a lot of really nice three-year-old races the rest of the year.
Yeah, well said. Brett Calhoun here on HRRN. Brett, good luck this afternoon in the Risen Star. Congratulations again on number 3,000 last weekend, and thanks so much for spending a little time with us here this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.